Representatives Spencer Black, Joe Parisi, and Mark Pocan are calling for a $17 million boost in financial aid. That would freeze current tuition for Wisconsin families who make $46,000 a year or less. Representative Black says without the increase in aid, the university will fail in what he says should be its major mission.
In Wisconsin, we've always held that the children of farmers and factory workers will have the same opportunity to get a higher education and use their talents as do students who are children of corporate executives or attorneys. But we're in danger of losing that.
Black says students are facing an average debt of $17,000 in loans when they graduate, and without an increase in aid, fewer will be able to afford to attend. But the chair of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, Republican Rob Krybek, says spending more on aid is the wrong way to control rising tuition.
That proposal does nothing to contain tuition hikes. It's spending money we don't have. Chasing double-digit tuition hikes every year is not a way, in my opinion, to keep college more affordable. We want tuition increases to be slow, predictable, and moderate.
Krybek is introducing a bill this week that will cap tuition increases at 2% over the next 2 years. He says that will both save the state money and keep college affordable. Still, Democrats are hoping to win support from Republicans for increased college aid. They plan to paint college grants as a job training measure that will help grow the state's economy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.